Here is a request from David. David sent in a number and an idea, which is my favorite kind of submission because I don't have to do thinking on my own. But this could be a good one. He wants me to call this lady named Rachel, and he sent me her address and her cell phone number and told me to look at it on Street View. And like she lives on one side of the street where there's this, you know, cute row of nice houses. But then you pan around with Google View and there's the shittiest looking used car lot ever called the Auto Village. And David suggests that I tell her that someone was taking one of these cars on a test drive. You know, like I call from the Auto Village and they accidentally crashed it through her house. So this whole idea is hinging on her not being home right now. So, keep your fingers crossed on this one.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
So I've edited it all out, but I have called her, like, at least 10 times now. And it rings 4 times, and nobody answers. I just keep getting a voicemail, so this sucks. I kind of wanted to do this one. She does have neighbors. I could call the neighbors and do the same thing, except I'll probably get their home numbers, and that wouldn't be as much fun. Because, you know, they're probably home. But why not? At least it'll be something if I never get Rachel to pick up. You know what sucks now, though? Is that Rachel, she's gonna see this number to this auto hut, whatever that place was called, all over her caller ID, and you know she's gonna call them back and be like, what the hell, you called me like 50 times. So now when I do get through, it's just, I don't know if it's going to work. So hopefully I can get a hold of her today. So yeah, let's do Rachel's next door neighbor. Let's see what happens. They have a listed number.
Hello?
Hi, is this Darlene?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Are you home right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well I'm calling from the Auto Village across the street from you.
Yes.
And one of our employees, he came over and did donuts in your yard with one of our cars that we have here. He, like, did a bunch of donuts, and he, like, kind of smacked into that picnic table. He did, like, just did donuts all over your lawn.
When did that happen?
Oh, just not too long ago. I'm surprised you didn't hear it out there. He just did donuts. No, and then
I don't see anything.
He's gone now. He drove back here and just started laughing at it, you know, saying it was hilarious. And he got out of the car after he did the donuts and he came up and he peed on your doorknob. You're not touching the doorknob right now, are you?
No.
Oh, did you? You didn't touch the doorknob, like, to open the door just now?
No.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, he peed all over your doorknob.
The front door?
Yeah, the front door. He, like, went up on the porch. I watched him from over here. He, like, ran up the steps and peed all over the doorknob.
Okay, I don't see nothing.
And you don't see that the picnic table in your yard? It's, like, kind of split. And then, like, as he was driving away, he stopped and he came out and he like, got out of the car and pooped in your mailbox.
No.
So I'm really sorry. No. I just wanted to apologize for all this because I feel terrible that our employees would act this way.
Yeah. Where's he at now?
Oh, he's here. I've got him washing one of the cars for punishment.
Oh, we'll call the police.
What? No, don't do that. It's taken care of. I'm having him wash a car.
Well, I don't see where he went through my yard.
Oh, okay. I was just kidding. He didn't really go through your yard. It's just a joke. It's just a prank.
Oh.
Tee-hee. Get it?
Yeah.
Do you get
funny.
It?
Funny.
Okay. Funny. I'm glad you think it's funny. Oh, it's just a prank. Well, that's not as funny as driving through someone's house, but I tried. Let's try Rachel back. Come on, Rachel.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay, Rachel's not answering, so I guess we're going to have to move on to the Blonzies on the other side of Rachel's house. And by the way, David, are you sure this is Rachel's house? Because there is no mention of her on whitepages.com. Maybe she just moved in there or something. I don't know.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mrs. Balanzi?
Yes, it is.
Is Mr. Balanzi there?
No, my husband passed away.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm calling from the Auto Village.
Across the street from my house.
Yeah, I'm calling from over there.
Mm-hmm. And, what's the matter?
Oh, I don't know. I wanted to sell you a car. Like, you know, we have so many amazing
cars. I'm not ready to buy a car. I don't even drive.
Okay, we'll teach you how to drive. We have lessons.
No.
We're going to teach you how to drive.
No, I don't. I'm not interested in a car.
No, look, I command you to buy a car, and I command you to buy driving lessons from us. This economy is really bad. I know you have a ton of money.
I have a car. My grandson drives it.
Oh, well, you said you don't know how to drive. What do you have a car if you don't know how to drive?
I don't have time to talk.
Your driveway looks so empty without a car. Like you need.
No, I don't need. I have company. I'm sorry.
People are going to think.
But I'm not interested.
People will think you're a weirdo if you don't have a car in your driveway.
Well, bye.
Like we do. Okay, next person on the street is two houses down from Rachel. Oh, busy. The number's busy. All right, the last one. The last one lives three houses away from Rachel, who's not answering her phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Fabian?
He's deceased, thank you. Goodbye.
Well, hey, I'm not a telemarketer, damn it.
Hello?
Hey, I'm not a telemarketer. I'm calling from across the street. At the Auto Village?
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to hang up on me this time, or can I say something?
What's the matter? Who is this?
We had a customer. This is Chuck from the Auto Village. We had a customer taking a car for a test drive, and she
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, well, I'm trying to tell you. She accidentally drove up into your lawn, because she's not a very good driver. Like, she drove up into the lawn and smacked into that tree, and, like, kind of went in the back, like, drove in the back. You're going to see tire tracks all over your lawn.
Where it might be the neighbors. It's not on our side.
No, it's definitely you. And you know who the driver was. She just lives like two doors down from you. It's Mrs. Balanzi. And if you ask me, she did it on purpose. I think she has
a problem.
She
don't drive.
I know. We were trying to teach her how to drive. And she wanted to buy a car. And I think she did it on purpose. I think she went
what's
up in your...
What's your first name and what's your last name?
Oh, I already told you. It's Chuck. Chuck Bartowski.
I don't know you.
I know. I didn't claim to know you. I'm saying I work at the Auto Village across the street from you.
I know Billy very well.
I'm not Billy. I'm Chuck.
No, but Billy's the owner.
Okay, smartass.
Well, why didn't he call?
Why can't I call? Why can't I have a little bit
of
responsibility?
I really have to go now,
sir. I'm the assistant regional manager.
I am busy. I have to go. Goodbye.
Okay, enjoy the tire tracks in your yard. Jeez. Everyone on that street is deceased. So was that the wife, or was that a son? I have no idea on that voice. Okay, one more try for Rachel. I really want to get through to Rachel. Thanks for sending me the number of someone who never answers, David. No, just kidding. I appreciate this. I just wish she would answer. Why isn't she answering? What the hell, Rachel?
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay, I will save this number, and I'll try and get a hold of Rachel again, but it doesn't seem like Rachel's going to answer. But thank you for sending us in, David. At least we had some fun with Rachel's neighbors. I will try her this evening. No, she'll be home in the evening. Damn it. Damn you, Rachel. You're ruining everything. I'll try her tomorrow. Maybe it'll work tomorrow.